Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know what that certified organic label on your food really means? Learn all about that label and why organic is worth it at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Well, from fear of bird flu to the delights of bird flight. You may think a gull is a gull is a gull, but in this bird note, Michael Stein finds one species of gull that's different.
A cry of the kittiwake rings out across the northern ocean. Kittiwakes were well known to even the earliest northern seafarers. Named for its rhythmic calls, the black-legged kittiwake, as it's known in North America, is a dapper oceanic gull. The tips of its pale gray wings look as though they've been dipped in black ink. Unlike many gulls, kittiwakes spend most of the year at sea and are seldom seen inland. Vast numbers live on the Bering Sea, where they are by far the most abundant gull. Ornithologist Arthur Bent wrote of nesting kittiwakes, "This species is always associated in my mind, in its summer home, with the dark, frowning cliffs of the frozen north, which tower for hundreds of feet above the stormy, ice-bound seas, until lost to sight in shrouds of mist and fog, a safe retreat in which to raise their hardy offspring." In winter, black-legged kittiwakes can be found along the west coast from southern Alaska to Baja California, and along the east coast from Labrador to Florida.
That's Michael Stein of BirdNote. To see some photos of black-legged kittiwakes, wing on over to our website, loe.org. Coming up, a green recipe for making concrete. It's like baking bread without the oven. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration in solving the world's most pressing environmental problems. The Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation and Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.